And joining me in the KRVS studios are Jean Frigo, who is with Codefil à Lafayette, and Bamba Fall, who is a teacher at Evangeline Elementary School in the immersion program, both here to talk about Le Grand Pique-Nique, which is put on by Les Amis de l'Immersion here in our community. It's a truly a Grand Pique-Nique this year. You have people coming from all over the place for this this pique-nique. Let's start off by talking about the immersion program. Jean, I know Codefil has been very involved for many years in bringing teachers and making the immersion program possible in Lafayette Parish in particular. Mm-hmm. So could you describe the program and the scope of the program of the immersion in Lafayette Parish?
Well, just in Lafayette Parish, it has gone from kindergarten to eighth grade. Now it's grown to high school. And more and more, that's what we're starting to see, even like we were saying, just next door to all the different parishes that are next to us, they're increasing also. So it's a very interesting time, you know, for French immersion. It expanded over 1,000 students in Lafayette. There's 1,000 students in New Orleans. So overall, we're really expanding, yeah.
And I believe there will be kids coming from Calcasieu Parish as well to this pique-nique. They have a very active program as well.
Yeah, one of the first, well, the first that stayed, Henry Heights Elementary is coming to the Grand Pique-Nique. So, yeah, people from Lake Charles will be at the Grand Pique-Nique.
Well, let's talk just a bit about your experience, Bamba Fall. You are teaching in the immersion program here in Lafayette Parish. How long have you been working with the immersion program?
Altogether, I was about to say almost 9 years, but I never did 9 consecutive years. I came, left, came back, left, and came back.
What year did you first come to Lafayette?
First time was 2001, sorry. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then second time was 2005, and the third time was 2007.
And what school did you teach in the first year you came?
I taught at Park Vista Elementary in St. Landry Parish, Appaloosa. Then I went to Cecilia Primary, St. Martin Parish, and now I'm here in Lafayette.
So you've made the rounds of the immersion schools around here.
I did three parishes.
Well, tell us about your experience with immersion. You've obviously continued to come back. What is it about teaching in immersion that you like?
Well, I think we all bring something special to the program, you know, with our backgrounds, our experiences. And I think what we find here in Louisiana is pleasant. So I think we add to it. And I think I was explaining to my assistant principal that we are not like the other teachers. We have something valuable that we want to share with the students, and I think that's the whole idea behind the French Immersion Program.
And tell us just a bit about your background, where you were born. And...
Well, I was born in Senegal, west side of Africa, lived there 13 years, then left to Belgium, Europe, lived there 14 years, then came first, then multiple trips.
So you have something very special to offer to the kids. You have, I mean, sometimes teachers will come from Canada or Belgium, but you have 2 Francophone backgrounds that you can share with the kids.
I tell my students, I think I'm a true Francophone because I lived in Francophone countries in different continents, and I think I can relate when they talk about Africa, and I can relate when they talk about Europe. So I think I'm not the only one, but I think I have that gift. Yes.
Well, and how have you found the children, the students? What do you find their response? Because sometimes children are in the program because their parents want them to start off in immersion. But what have you discovered about your students over the years, about their response to learning French?
Well, what I discovered is the fact that I could relate, you know, let's say from the Creole perspective, mm-hmm. I can understand that because I can share the same stories. If they talk about something they see around their communities, we could culturally share. And same thing if I see a Cajun kids, because they're going to talk more about France or Belgium, I can still do the same thing with mm-hmm. different children. And I think it's something special. Mm-hmm. I think we share the language, and I think culturally we all connected, first by the language, then by our travels, you know, music, food, life in general.
So this year you're teaching fifth grade?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you like all the grades, or do you have a special grade that you enjoy most?
I would say I like all the grades. When I'm happy, I can see the like all the kids, because when I started, I was in second and third grade, and I'm glad to see how they evolve and see different parishes and see where are our weaknesses and where we are strong, and that's one idea I liked about having the chance to be in different parishes. That's mm-hmm. something I can say. Okay, whenever I came in Lafayette Parish, I found the students really fluent, and I knew we had something to do a little bit more in the writing perspective, and that's the chance I have by going into different parishes.
If you are just tuning in, my guests are Bamba Fall, who is a fifth grade teacher in immersion at Evangeline Elementary, and Jean Frico with Codafil, both here to talk about the Grand Pique-Nique de l'Immersion, which will be taking place this Saturday, April 12th. And as wonderful as that experience is in the classroom that Bamba is talking about, I know that the immersion program likes to create opportunities where kids can get together and use their French, and a picnic is certainly a happy time. Is this the first year for the picnic, or you all have had it for a long time?
This has been happening for a while now. It started, I think, maybe 15, 20 years ago when Pierre Part in Assumption Parish got in. They started saying that they were so isolated that they needed to. And it goes in the same vein that we're trying to get the students to be able to use their French outside of the classroom. We've noticed that is one of the first thing that they ask for when we do some kind of survey with the students, basically that what comes out, they need some kind of association where outside of the classroom they can have fun with it and not just, you know, being taught through mm-hmm. it.
Or tested,
yeah.
Being given exams about that. Yes, absolutely. So at the end of this testing week, they're going to have this wonderful celebration, the Grand Pique-Nique. And you mentioned a little bit earlier, Jean, all the places the kids are going to be coming from. Maybe you can remind us of mm-hmm. All the different programs that will participate.
Well, last year's host was New Iberia. So New Iberia, naturally, North Louis will be coming. And then we have Henry Heights Elementary in Lake Charles. That school said that they were going to come. Also, your former school, Park Vista, and their great principal, Mr. Joubert, will be here. Le Lycée Français de la Nouvelle-Orléans, which is the one of the three French campus there in New Orleans, they're coming. Two from Baton Rouge. The South Boulevard, which is called Flame now, and Westdale, a really great school, incredible program over there. People are gung-ho in Baton Rouge. And then, naturally, Pierre Part, who started, and Cecilia. Yeah, don't forget Cecilia.
Yes. And, of course, Evangeline Elementary, which is where the picnic is going to be taking place.
And, different children from Lafayette Parish, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So children speaking French from all over South Louisiana will be gathering along with their parents and teachers this coming Saturday. I think it really deserves the name Grand Picnic. It's going to be quite an event. So let's describe it. It's going to be on Saturday. What time is everything going to get started?
It's from 10 to 3. We expect about 500 students. They'll be coming by bus or by van, and according to the weather, and you said that we're calling for nice weather, so it's going to be great. It's going to be outside in the playground of Evangeline, the parking space enough. There's food, catering, a lot of food,
games, jumps, music. dance.
Spelling bee, I see
bee.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like quite a day with all these wonderful picnic activities and, of course, the food. Mm-hmm. Are they bringing their own food, or they're going to have food there?
No, that's all catered, okay. And we already have a few booths set up. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have music from other children the same age. We're expecting children in the like 13 to 18, they'll be playing. So, yeah, like your junior high and senior high will be there.
We have a band from Mr. Martin. He's a teacher at Prairie. He has his own band. And we have parish songs or school song. Every parish is going to be coming. We'll have their own song. And at the end of the day, we're going to have like the Grand Picnic song, which is going to be sang by everybody who's going to be coming, all the students.
All right. And I mm-hmm. guess I do have to ask, you know, there are quite a number of kids who take French outside of the immersion program. Is it possible for some of those students to attend this, or do they have to be in the immersion program?
They would need to be accompanied by some parents or a teacher.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. So if there's a French teacher listening who would like to bring their kids and give them the opportunity to practice.
And some principal that wants to set up an immersion program, and we're open to having them. And host them also.
And this would be a great chance for them to see what effect it has on their students. So this is the Grand Pique-Nique de l'Immersion that will take place at Evangeline Elementary School this coming Saturday. You said it starts around 11 o'clock?
10, 11 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The schools will start gathering, yes. And it will last until 3 o'clock. Yeah. For more information on the immersion program, do you have a page through the CODAFIL website or the... Where's the best place for people to go?
Les Amis de l'Immersion has got a Facebook page, okay. And they would have. And there's a number for people that would want to be volunteer for this. You can always call at 337-280-4194. And I'll repeat, it's 280-4194. 4194. Yeah.
The Facebook page is Les Amis de l'Immersion.
Les Amis de l'Immersion in Lafayette, okay. Yes.
All right, so you can find the Facebook page and find out more about that. Again, my guest, Bamba Fall, who is a fifth grade immersion teacher at Evangeline Elementary in Lafayette, and Jean Frigot, who is with CODAFIL, talking about Le Grand Pique-Nique de l'Immersion, again taking place this Saturday. Thank you both for coming by, and this is obviously a grand tradition, and we look forward to more young French speakers and more grand pique-niques to come. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. À samedi.